episode for you guys today. We are excited to introduce Alejandra from the Wink Lab.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
I'm so excited.
I admired you guys. So
back at you, sister.
I know. Her and I were texting prior to this, and she was like, "We admire." I was like, "God, what a compliment!" Like how we feel. We've been watching you and your business over the years, and it's so impressive.
Same. Yeah. My husband and I were like, they're just badass. Like, and the team, like, just everything. The aesthetic. You guys are just awesome.
The girlies are girling.
Yeah.
I love it. All right. So let's get started. Do you mind just telling us like your story?
Yeah. It's long. It's, you know, it's got the up and downs, but I guess that's part of it, right?
Yeah.
I opened my, I started in my basement. The reason I started this was literally just for survival. I came here when I was 10 years old from Columbia. My parents came. We stayed illegal. Okay. So, you know, I grew up in North Carolina. I had no papers, illegal for a while. I just never thought of college. College was just not something for me just because I didn't have papers. So that was never in my radar.
Okay.
But I worked in amazing, you know, restaurants like Limoncello, High Street, all the yummy ones, nice ones. And I made good money. I got married super young. I was 21, three kids. I was there for about 12 years in mental abusive relationship.
Okay.
Finally got out. I was like, what the hell am I going to do with three kids? And then my ex hides a lot of money, just the kind of business that he does on paper. It's just not much. Right. So I'm like, what am I going to do? Like, so I was like, okay, let me go back to my country, to Colombia. Let me see if I can just go learn makeup, see what I can do. So I took out a loan for $5,000. My two older ones stayed with my ex, and I took my little one. And my grandmother was actually the one who told me to do lashes. She was like, mija, this girl here already has five shops. You have to learn how to do lashes. I was like, okay, I'll try it.
Wow.
So I learned there. I brought it here. I started doing it part-time in the carriage house that my ex and I had where I lived. It was literally just a room. And I started doing it there. And I did it part-time, you know, working at Limoncello and then just doing lashes.
Okay.
So I did that for about 2 years. I, you know, offer home services. I tried literally everything to try to get the clientele. It took me about 2 years. I saved and I purchased my first home. So then I was like, when I look for a home, I need a basement. I need somewhere where I can work, provide for my kids. So then I had my business there. I got a lot of moms, stay-at-home moms. So they would just come. I made a little playroom for them. I had my room so that I built my clientele that way.
Wow.
Yeah.
Sounds like a dream. So good.
I was just about to say that's such a dream for a mom to be able to go and like just drop your kid, go play. Yes. I'll be right here.
Yep.
But well, it was literally survival.
That's what I did. I was in the basement at my parents' house for years doing hair.
Mm-hmm.
And then eventually went out on our own and here we are. So
that's the way it works.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it just started that way and I just fell in love with it from the beginning. I loved it. And, you know, obviously, you know, like for your kids, you just do whatever you can to survive. And that's what I did. And I just, my clients knew how much I loved it, you know, because I always tell like my students, like people will know if you're passionate or if you love it, whether it's like in a month, in 2 years or 3 years, you know, all it takes is like for me to take a like on vacation and, you know, we're impatient. Like, if I need my lashes, I need them today. I'm not waiting for you tomorrow. I'll go try another lash artist. I'll go try.
True.
And all it takes is for them to see your work. And if your work is good, like, you just have them forever. Mm-hmm. If your work is bad, they're done. You know, we women, like to try other people out, unfortunately, you know. So I feel like as long as you love it and you're passionate, you know, people know and they just, that's how you start growing your business.
So you know? Sister.
That's such a beautiful story. And I love the connection that, you know, what you shaped your life into today, it came from advice from your grandma.
Literally. Like, that's literally.
So beautiful.
Literally. So thank cool. you.
There's also some sentimental value that you were able to go home to Colombia.
Yeah.
And that's kind of where it came from. I could see how that must be a good feeling for you.
It was a good experience, especially yeah. for my little one, too. She was in daycare there, and she just loved it. So it was a good experience for the both of us.
Yeah. How long were you there for?
3 months.
Wow.
Yeah.
Love it.
Talk yeah. to us about how, like, the point that you got to, like, how many days a week were you doing lashes? And then, like, what got you to the point where you're like, okay, like, I need to open my own place?
So in 2007, it happened so fast. In 2017, I married my husband. He's from Colombia. We did the, like, 90-day fiancé. So that means that you have 90 days to get married once he gets here.
Okay.
So, he saw how busy I was once he moved here. He was like, I think you need to open something. He was like, you can't keep doing it out of your house. Well, girl, I am not computer savvy. I am not business savvy. I just did it just to do it, you know, just to pay the bills, just to do that. So he was the one who kind of like pushed me. So we're like, okay, let's just get numbers. Let's see what you're doing. Let's see what we can afford. So we started doing that, and we started looking for little places in Westchester. The goal was for me to have 40 clients. And I was like, okay, if I get to 40 clients, I think I'm ready to open something up.
Okay. Is that like a week or a month or?
Monthly. That was just a month.
40 clients a month.
Okay. 40 clients a month. I can pay the bills at home, and then we can run the Wink Lab.
Okay.
You know? So that's when we found the little place on Gay Street. It was a shithole. Like, it was awful. I hated it, you know, because I'm like, I like everything to be pretty and all that stuff. He has like that visual.
Vision.
Because in Colombia, he was a realtor. His family had their own company. So he can like visualize those things. You know, he was like, I think this is it. I was like, no, this is not it. This is so ugly. He's like, I promise you, this is it. So we looked at more, and it was just like not clicking. I was like, okay, let's just go one more time. I'll look at it. And that was it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
So you started out at that location just by yourself?
I trained my cousin. My cousin was living with me. I trained her to be a lash artist. She lived in North Carolina. And she was like, not knowing what she wanted to do. I was like, why don't you just try lashes? Come and stay with me. I'll train you. So she lived with me for a few years. So I trained her, and then I trained another girl. And that way, it was just the three of us.
Okay.
So when you opened, you had three of you total there?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's great. And Gay Street's an awesome location.
It is. It is.
To be able to do that, like, right out of the gate's awesome.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. So starting out, you have three employees. Well, two employees and yourself.
Yeah.
Correct. What were your biggest challenges?
Oh, God. You just don't realize the responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Of like just even the small stuff. I mean, permits, the construction, what it's going to cost you, the delays.
Right. Mm-hmm.
The bills, like all the insurances that you have to purchase. Like, you know, now you have to buy more products. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So just like you think like, oh, I'm just going to go in, make my own hours, go in, get out. It's going to look cute. That's it. No, it's just like all the responsibilities that you have as a business owner, you know?
Yeah. Does your husband help you run the business?
Girl, also? I think he does probably 75% of it. Yes.
Nice.
Yes. He's awesome.
Shout out to him.
Yeah. Seriously. Yeah. He's like the smart one, the computer one. Like he just knows all that kind of stuff. I lash, I teach, you know, I that's what I do.
What a perfect balance.
It is. Yeah. It does work out. I don't think without him, I would be where I am right now.
Oh, yeah.
That's so nice. How
did you get involved in the education? Because I know you have a huge draw to your company for education.
So it was actually him. So I've taught my best friend. She lives in North Carolina. Same thing. She was a flight attendant, just totally like not sure what she wanted to do. She had her cosmetology license, but never used it. I was like, why don't you just try lashes? I'm just always pushing the lashes. I'm like, let me teach you lashes. Just like, please.
Yeah, but it's brought so much to your life. I mean, look at how far it's gotten you, and it's, you know, lashes. Yeah. So
I taught my best friend. I taught my cousin. So he started seeing that I could teach, because I feel like it is like something that you have to enjoy and you have to know how to do it. Do you know what I mean? Like, you have to be able to like pick up things on, because we all learn differently. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? So you have to be able to pick up on everyone on what they're struggling, how they see it. Like, sometimes we see things differently or hear things differently. So you have to be able to like pick up that up on everybody and just make them feel comfortable. So he was actually the one who pushed me to start teaching. And just because, like, I've, you know, as a woman, as an, you know, illegal immigrant that I was for so many years, as a single mom, like the struggles that I've had, I just, like, the system is so broken that, like, it just breaks my heart. Mm-hmm. So, like, I like to help other women. You know, I just, there's nothing like helping other women in our industry. Like,
yeah,
hair industry has, like, came such a long way. I mean, you guys, it's just crazy. Like, I remember getting my hair done in high school. It was orange if I wanted to be blonde.
And he loved it.
And it was perm.
I was like, this is good.
Yeah. But lashes, man, it's still, we're struggling.
Well, your story so far has been incredible. How long ago? So did you say it was 2014 you started this journey?
Yes.
And that was when you started working out of your home?
Yes.
And then what? How long after that?
2017. So that's 2017. This is the logo that we have like on our shirt.
Okay. So 17 was when you opened.
The first one.
And then COVID hit not long after. So that threw me through a loop. But I love the story so far. I think it's amazing. And I love the why behind it. It's even better. So,
thanks.
All right, let's keep going. I want to keep hearing the rest.
So 2017, you open, you have
your first location.
Three employees. How long did you stay at that location before you expanded?
So that was, oh gosh. So 2021, we opened Phoenixville. And then I think 2022, we moved to the other location. We moved from Gay Street to Hannum Avenue.
Your locations are so pretty.
Thanks.
I just love them so much.
Who, is it you two decorating? Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. We're a good team.
Where do you get your inspiration?
We love traveling. I feel like traveling just opens up your eyes to so many beautiful, like, textures, just like feelings, smells, you know. I don't know. We just love to travel. So that's where we've gotten it from.
Any chance you were at one hotel in Miami? We were completely inspired from there when we went.
Oh, thanks.
We got a lot of our inspiration from there. We actually came home and redid all of our salons.
No, it's the best. Traveling, I'm telling you, it opens up your eyes to so many beautiful, like, buildings. Just everything. Just the way they decorate. Like, some, I'm like, Westchester, can we, like, step up, like, the buildings and switch it up a little bit?
Right? So true.
Yeah.
All right. So when you guys opened Phoenixville, that was the next step of this journey.
And that was two more locations within a year of each other.
We're crazy. Sometimes we talk, we're like, we're a little crazy. We're like gamblers. Like,
this is so relatable though.
It's good.
Yeah. You have to be crazy.
How many artists do you have currently at Phoenixville and Westchester?
Phoenixville, I have two, and then Westchester, there is eight.
Oh, wow. That's
eight. Yeah.
What is the square footage size on both of those?
Oh, gosh. I think Phoenixville is about 700.
Okay.
And then I think Westchester is like 1,300.
Wow. So growing and scaling the business, biggest challenge is managing people.
Oh, gosh, yes.
Yeah.
Especially with us, that we need license. You know, it's not like we're like, you know, other industries. We're like, hey, we're just hiring anyone. Just walk up. You know, you have to have the license, you know.
Do you have to have a cosmetology license?
Esthetician. Cosmetology.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
So that's the struggle, you know.
Yeah. How have you found your team?
You know what? It has, the teaching has helped me so much. Okay. I can tell like who's good, who has really put on their work, just because my classes are so different than everybody else's. That's why like my students, I can show their work. They're successful because I just don't do like the 1 to 2 day weekend and then they're done.
Right.
I break up my course into like a month to a month and a half.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So I give them homework in between just because like if they don't succeed, if they have bad work, then it's just, if they give a bad lash artist, then that client, we lose not only for that lash artist, but for the industry. So that's why, like, I like to make sure that, like, whoever I'm teaching, they do it correctly so our industry grows more, just because we do have a terrible name, you know, unfortunately.
I love what you're doing so much. And thanks. I can just feel like the energy and the passion coming from you. And it's so refreshing because
I want to do lashes.
I know.
It's not only refreshing, though, but it's so real and like raw, like what you're saying. And it's so relatable. I feel like I did just want to ask you something. Oh, do you do any other services or is it just lashes?
So we do brows and lash lifts. And then we just started doing permanent makeup.
Oh,
yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
What's your number one service for permanent makeup? Lips? Eyeliner.
I feel like that one is still growing. We're do brows mostly.
Okay.
Yeah. But I feel like that one too needs a little bit, just because everyone wants to do it because it like pays so well at the first session. Now everyone wants to do it. But it's tattooing. Do you know what I mean?
True.
So people, like now we see people who have gotten brows a long time ago. Mm-hmm. The color is terrible. Mm-hmm. Like the shape is terrible. You know, so that's like another one that.
Can we talk about the trends of eyebrows from 2000?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
Even till now.
It went from like just a really thin line to like the real high arch. Uh-huh. Like it's just many different ones.
One of the things that you just immediately your eyes go to.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I know.
Like, I'm immediately like looking at eyebrows every time.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, they say if you want to
keep staring.
Yeah, they say that most youthful faces have full eyebrows.
Oh my God, the brows. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I overplucked my brows, unfortunately.
Well, it's true though, and like I can prove my point. Look at Pamela Anderson.
Oh. I mean, she loves her brows.
She is absolutely gorgeous, but every time I see her face, all I want to do is envision like a real brow on her.
Yes.
Because like that line, that drawn on like line is just not doing it anymore. Like if she could just step up her game and put it.
I know.
I mean, I get it. That's her. And I'm not saying she should change who she is, but God, she would look so beautiful and so much younger.
A couple years ago when some genius in Hollywood decided to bleach eyebrows.
What?
Wait,
you guys remember this?
I don't remember this.
This is like the worst trend I've ever seen in my life.
Stop it. It didn't last.
Bleached them, like, so what? You couldn't see them?
Yeah, like Kendall Jenner walked the red carpet with white eyebrows.
Alex Girl. I kind of like it. I think really? Cool.
You should do it.
Yeah. No, I won't.
You won't do it. No way.
You have to be super cool and rich to pull that off.
Yeah, and have like a
and confident.
Like you need a bushy brow too for it to look good.
Oh, you have to be so confident too. I would never leave my house.
Yeah. Oh, I need the lamination. I need my brows done.
Oh my goodness.
So, Miami.
Yes.
Yes. How did that come into play?
Well,
can you inspire us right now? Because I'm trying to go.
Well, so. I'm trying to find any excuse to move down there. So that's like one excuse right there.
Well, the
there.
Weather. It's the weather awesome. Alone.
Yes. The food.
Yes. True.
The
there's so much for Miami.
So much. And so much to do.
It's such a vibe.
Is it open already or is it?
Yeah.
Oh, it is?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
We need all the details.
Yeah. The venture.
Yes. Yes.
What brought you there originally?
So my husband's cousin lives there. Her fan, she's a lash artist. She's been coming to me for like 4 years. Like she just, you know, looks up to us. We have been training her and she'll come do pop-ups, works for us like during the summers. And she's just an amazing soul. Just like love her. And she got a job this year with someone at a studio and it just did not work out. So Gustavo, I was like, why don't we just open something up for her? Like, let's just do this. And he was like, oh, God, here we go.
I feel like you two are like identical, mm-hmm. like with a lot of things. It's actually so scary because it sounds like something you would do.
I mean, listen, I totally would.
Just do it.
We actually do have a lot in common. Like even just the kids.
Yeah, your kids.
The ages. And, it's so funny.
I love it.
So let's just open up a studio for her.
I think I might be on the Miami, guys. Let me see what weekend I
start doing it. Yeah, we can start chatting.
So is she running that location for the most part?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
We talk literally every day.
Okay.
Every day. She's awesome.
What was the commercial real estate space like down there? Is there a lot available or no?
Oh, God. It's hard. That's one thing. It's really, really hard, especially compared to what we're used to here. Everything there is like very commercial and big. Do you know what I mean? It's not like mm-hmm. here where we're used to like small, like
boutiques
towns,
and studios.
Boutiques. Yes.
Right.
So, we went there and we started looking at places. I mean, some were awful. I'm like, how do you guys run places? We finally found one. It's just like, you know, a room in Aventura. It's like in the north part of Miami.
Yeah.
It's what we like, you know, we look for certain clientele. So that's mm-hmm. like the hardest thing. You know, some people will just like open it anywhere and not think about like the clientele that they're looking for, like the aesthetics that they're kind of looking for. And I feel like that's huge, you know, what you're looking
for.
It
sure is.
Like the demographic. Yeah.
So it took us a little bit. We finally found, you know, just a little studio. That's what we're starting. I feel like you have to start small. You can't start big, you know. And social media is like, we can make it look so like big and fancy, but mm-hmm. you know, yeah, we're just starting with a room and we talk to her every day. You know, we're getting everything in place with, you know, Google. That's like one struggle. But yeah. And, you know, being on social media, being in people's face, you know, trying to get her name down there because there is a lot of competition down there.
Is there?
Yeah, there's a lot of competition. And the prices are cheaper just because I think it's because there's so like there's such a mixture of culture that there's like in our culture, my culture, Colombian or, you know, even from other countries, we're used to being cheaper. Do you know what I mean?
Okay.
And we settle more than like the Americans do. Do you know what I mean? Like I admire like the hair industry because you guys don't cut your prices at all. Like if you guys look into the lashes, people be like $99 for a full set. Well, you worked 2.5 hours. How in the heck are you making money? But in our industry, I don't know why they just don't offer that. And I don't know if it's because they're just not doing sets in 2.5 hours. They're giving crappy sets. So they give like, you know, our, you know, when we're competing with someone down there, it's like really cheap. But I'm not willing to like give those kind of prices. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's funny you're saying that because when we first opened our first location in Newtown Square, we have one of our, he was actually a client of ours. He still is. We look up to him. He's a huge like mentor for us. We've asked advice and I'll never forget. It's Jeff that I'm talking about. And we were talking about something and pricing structure. And he said to me, and I'll never forget this. And every time I think of it, I'm like, I don't even use it anymore because I used to go on like Groupon and like find like, oh, Botox on Groupon.
Yeah.
But I'll never forget. Jeff said, he was like, don't ever lower your standards and discount your services. Don't go on Groupon. And I was like, really? And he was like, no. He was like, you keep your standards high. He's like, the people that are willing to pay are the clients you want. And
it's true.
It's so true. Now I think that for myself because I'm like, God, and now I'm going to inject my face with something that somebody's discounting. Like, I'm scared to death to go there now.
Yeah, deals like freak you out a bit.
Yeah.
You know, like I think especially as you have experience in the service industry, like you see a deal or a low price and to me it's affiliated with a low product.
Yes.
And that, you know, that listen, some people want
that. Works. Yeah.
And
yeah,
some it
works.
People don't.
And some people, and that's their only options. And I get that and I understand it. And I think Groupon's great for other things, like a discount to like the Playland and stuff like that. But when it comes to like injecting your face or like tattooing and stuff like, that scares me. Like I don't want somebody that's discounting and cutting their reach.
No, and I mean, like, the work that we do is just like a talent. Do you know what I mean? It's an art.
It's a skill.
It's like, sure, you know, and then that work is working. Like, it's literally free advertisement for other people. Do you know what I mean? Like,
yes.
And they're wearing them every day. Like, the work that these girls do, I just admire them so much. So I'm just not willing to, like, lower, you know, their prices for, like, the work that they're giving someone, you know? I feel like I value their...
I think that's awesome as a leader having someone that way, you know. That's the worst thing you want as a leader to come in and be like, hey, listen, we're going to discount you this week. Like, can you imagine how you would feel? Yeah. I would feel this big if my boss came in and was like, we're going to discount your pricing this week. Good for you. So that's exciting. So you have your shop open in Miami. How long has it been open for?
We just literally, it's only been like not even a month.
How's it going?
It's good. Yeah. It's, you know, it's going. It's just trying to build up the clientele and just getting out there.
Have you gotten down there yet this month?
So we just went there just when we found the shop.
Okay.
I'm dying to go, but now with the holidays and everything, I'm like trying to like figure it out when to get down there, but I need to.
Yeah.
Do you think eventually you'll end up down there?
I want to.
Yeah.
I mean, the older you get, I can't take this cold.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm the same way.
And we went there and just like the food. I was just like, I'm in heaven.
Yeah.
I'm really in heaven. I could do both. I could really do both. Yeah. I love it here too. This is like our home and we just love it. And
yeah.
So you could snowbird. Just go down there for the winters.
Yes. So your mom, you're still a lash artist.
Yes.
You're an educator.
Yes.
And you're an owner.
Yes.
how do you balance it all?
I don't know. I think we're crazy.
That's actually such a real answer.
It's so real.
It's so real.
Listen, you have to be kind of crazy.
You do.
I think that about myself all the time. I just made some pretty insane decisions this week that I'm like, what is wrong with you? But you'll figure it out. You'll make it work.
You do. You make it work. You just like, there's no like chance of failing, I just say. You know what I mean? Yeah. And if you fail, whatever. Like you just... It is what it is.
Well, we were brought up, our mom always telling us, don't worry, don't be afraid. God will always give you a loaf of bread. Yes. And it's like, I think that all the time. I'm like, all right, I'll buy that $800 pair of jeans. Because you know what? Next week, God will give me a loaf of bread. Like, it's, I'm not going to feel it. It's like good and bad to have that, mentality.
You have to have a balance. I mean, my husband, he's more like, all right, you need to chill. But then, like, eventually I can get to him, but it just takes me a little time. But, I think you do. You have to be crazy. Like, one of my lash artists, she's like, she had a question. I was like, why didn't you text Gustavo? She was like, oh, I didn't want to. I was like, girl, we were 24/7. You text me anytime. Right. Like, this is, like, my job, you know. Yeah. Even our clients were like, anytime, text us. Like, our cell phone is how we take appointments, and we work all the time.
Okay.
But we enjoy it, you know.
Yeah.
We work hard, but then we take vacations.
Right.
And I mean, if you're like, if you're not there for your business, you know, it's just, it maybe not be there. So
yeah,
you are just nailing every point. Like, everything you're saying, I'm hanging on to, because these are all like the views that I have, and I'm sure you guys do too.
Yeah.
Like, it's just so similar, which is ironic because I feel you've grown such a tremendous business.
Yeah. Thanks.
It's very admirable. Like, I know all of us have kind of watched it from afar and just been so impressed, and we're so happy to have you on here.
Thanks.
And just hear your story. Talk to us a little bit about what it looks like with a new hire employee. Do you spend a lot of time training them yourself?
Yes. Yeah. So I just started hiring from the academy. You know, that gets me to see like how much they practice, you know, how much they're really listening, because I have had some students that, man, they're just...
What's out the academy?
So that's where I teach, the Wink Lab. So we just opened a different Instagram where I can share like my students' work.
Wow.
Oh, wow.
So I have a different account.
So good.
Because, you know, I want other people to see that I can show my students' work. Like, if you go and shop around for trainings, most people cannot show you the students' work because the classes are so quick, so fast. So by the time they're done, they're not going to show their work. They're going to have like probably 5 or 10 lashes on there, and they're going to be like, I'm not going to show. I'm just going to show them with their certificate saying that they got certified.
Yeah.
I show their students' work. Okay. So I started seeing, so I started offering, you know, my students' work that way, trying to get them to join, you know, our team.
That's great.
Talk to us a little bit about the education in general. Like, how often are you doing it? How, I know you said that your programs are longer. They're not just like one day.
Yes.
How often are you enrolling a new program?
So I have a class every month. The class that we see monthly on our website, that's the day that I teach theory, and then I teach how to place the lashes on the mannequin. That's what I focus on.
How many students are typically there?
Usually it depends. It can be from, you know, 1, 2, 3 students,
okay.
Sometimes 4.
Okay.
I've really gotten it down. But yeah, it's usually like a small group.
Okay. I mean, I was a model at a lash class, and there was 30 students in there.
And one teacher.
And one teacher.
It was probably like a weekend class, right?
And these are people who like have never touched a lash in their life. So like the value of like having someone like her basically be like one on one with you and like a couple other people in the class, like that's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's probably why like all of your students are so successful when they're
gone.
Yeah.
Hers
yeah.
is like an Ivy League academy.
It really is. Like, it really is. Yeah.
You're the Ivy League.
Yeah. Yeah, that's awesome.
So then they go home and they have to practice on the mannequin for 2 weeks.
Yeah. And there's then, like the accountability for that too.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And I can tell. Like I can tell when they practice. I can tell when they have not touched that mannequin. And I'm like, okay, here we go. So then the next class, they have to bring a model and their kit. So that day I kind of focus on how to teach them, how to have a consultation. You know, a lot of lash artists lose the returning client because of the style, the length, the fullness that they gave the client.
Gotcha.
You know, lash artists in their mind think, oh, extensions longer, extensions, like let's make them look really, really long. And that's just not the case. You know, people just want that mascara natural look. Mm-hmm. Obviously, there is those girls who want the longer ones. Mm-hmm. You know, if that's your clientele, do whatever you want.
Yeah.
But, you know, not everyone. That's not my clientele. My clientele is more natural, you know, just enhance their beauty. So I teach them on like how to, you know, what questions to ask, how to figure that out, because they don't know. You know, they're just going to grab the longest extension and put it on them. So I teach them that. I teach them how to take the pictures, mm-hmm. manage their social media, prep the client, and then apply the extensions.
Wow.
So once they're done, they have to practice for another 2 weeks with different people, you know? Yeah. And then they'll come back at the 2 week with a model that has extensions on. So then that day I'll teach them how to do a refill. So I'll show them which ones they stay on, which ones get removed, how to remove them safely. And then that also gives me a chance to kind of look at their work to see what it looks like. Because mm-hmm. I'm telling you, like, you know, I'm sure you guys know, like, you teach them something and then they go look on Instagram. They're like, oh, let me try that or let me try this. Mm-hmm. And then they just change completely everything and they're not following your program. So I just kind of like check to see if I can better something that they're doing.
Yeah. It's almost like you like have a little mini business course involved.
Yeah.
Because it's
yeah.
like the consultation, like that's mm-hmm. huge.
That's yep. huge. I'm telling you, that's huge. People yeah. just don't even realize the consultation. People sometimes yeah. don't even know like how to do or what to say, or they just don't even think a consultation is so important.
There has yeah. to be so much that goes into it. I mean, even just the hygiene behind it, like yeah. thinking about people that are like, I mean, for me, when I had my lashes done, I had an allergic reaction. Yeah. So like, I feel like you even, kind of really need to know all of that, kind of stuff. And even that,
there's like so many techniques for reactions.
Yeah.
Like the clients that we have gained back that have had reactions is just amazing. Just amazing.
Oh,
so
I would definitely.
Like there's so much information.
I would try it again with you 100%.
Yeah.
I'm so confident.
I would love to. I always love a challenge. That's like my thing. Yeah.
Do you yeah. guys remember when we went to the Bahamas a few years ago and I went and got my eyelashes?
Oh my God.
No, I don't. Why? What happened?
I was so upset by it. It was like, what sold me was the time. I have like small eyelids or something. But anyway. You and Meg had this done
yeah,
somewhere.
We got like clusters. I oh, last,
yeah.
Like, a week.
I've so had those just, before. Trust me, too. I've yeah. been guilty of that.
Yeah. I died.
I don't remember.
I got in the car and I opened my eyes and I was like,
Monica's were like.
So, wait, did you wear them to the Bahamas?
No, I walked I was right back say, and I said, I need somebody to, I don't care how much time or how much money it costs, please take them off me right now. Like, they
no
have to come
way.
Off right now. I was that client, which, like, I know
no,
that
happens.
And
I mean,
it's
they
so
were pretty,
scary.
Like,
it was so bad.
Thick.
Oh my gosh.
So we
that,
so funny.
I've learned my lesson and I am like, minimalist, please.
Yes. Well, see, now I feel like you. I have like really small. So even if I put like a strip eyelash on, like I just look like a completely different person, I feel like.
Oh my
like.
Gosh.
Yeah, no, that's what we
but I
we
love
push
the natural,
natural,
like the that's all I want. I would just yeah. want like a little bit and like look like I have mascara on. That's it.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, even most of our clients, well, when they are new, we always say we might go shorter than your natural lashes, just because it's some like just the darkness and the thickness mm-hmm. is just enough.
And
yeah.
just getting like, used to it.
Yeah,
you know, it's a huge drastic change it when is. You're putting when you're not used to having.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah,
it's a lot.
It is. Yeah.
Oh, well, you have such an interesting story. This
Thanks.
Is amazing.
Thank yeah. you. Yeah.
Who handles your marketing?
Marketing him.
Okay.
Him. All right. The social media, he actually taught me how to edit my pictures.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Awesome. So I would take the pictures and that, you know, I was like, hey, can you edit them? But he would take forever to edit them. I'm like, I can't. I was like, I need to pose. I need to do something. So he's like, I'm just going to teach you. I'm going to teach you how to edit them. Okay. Yeah. So we're like a good team. But yeah, he does all the marketing,
okay.
The websites. Like he does mostly everything. We just actually started paying someone for Google because he was just like, it's so complicated. Mm-hmm. It's just so
yeah.
hard.
And it's always changing too. It's not like you can like learn it and then like keep doing the same thing.
No, no. Yeah. So you have to keep that to the professional. So that's off him. So okay. he doesn't have to do that anymore. But yeah, he does everything.
So in all of this growth that you've had over the years, what is one really big piece of advice you'd give to an up and comer?
Be patient. Love what you do. Do it well. And then everything just comes. Like I always tell my girls, don't ask the business to grow. I'm telling you, the business will tell you as it's growing. Mm-hmm. Because when you try to make the business grow, you're just going to be stressed out way too much. You're already stressed mm-hmm. out. You know what I mean? But the business does talk to you, you know? And then just do step by step and everything just comes with it, you know?
Mm-hmm. I love that.
I want to ask you something too. Where do you see yourself in 5 years from now?
In 5 years, probably Florida.
Will you keep your studios here?
Yeah,
I think so.
I think so.
So back
yeah.
and forth probably?
Yeah. We are like, so as we opened Phoenixville, we started getting into the Airbnb. So that's like okay. another dream. We have another dream that hopefully one day we can like fulfill. It's amazing. But yeah, the Airbnbs are awesome. Well, so that's our, like, another side business that we have.
Multiple sources.
Know. Yeah, always trying to figure out something new to do, you know, trying to grow in some kind of way and then retire.
Yeah.
There we go.
I don't know if I can see myself retire. My husband's ready, but I just love what I do. I do.
I love it. Well, I am so happy we had the opportunity to sit down with you. You're so inspiring. And I'm like already, like, as soon as we end here, like, let me get your number. When can we meet up again? I need a dinner date. I need to know all the deets.
Where can the people find you, sign up for a course if they're interested in taking a course?
So we have the Wing Club. We have our website. Everything's there. Okay. We have the Wing Club Instagram. And then we have the Lash Academy Instagram too. That's where I show all of my students' work.
Okay.
Excellent. It's amazing. And would you mind sharing your real estate broker's info from Miami to me?
Absolutely.
I'm going to start scouting. I'm going to start scouting locations. Yes. We might be right there with you in 5 years. So
heck yes. Yeah, we can like send clients to each other.
That would be amazing.
Would be so good.
Yeah. Maybe we can collab and just open one big thing.
Exactly. Yep.
It would be awesome.
All right. Well, thank you so much for tuning in today. I hope you found value with Alejandra and the Wink Lab. We certainly did. Like, subscribe, and we will catch you on the next episode.